my peoples, it's Chunks and I'm joined by my brother Philly. Philly, show some love, man.
Yeah, man, it's your boy, Young Philly. Thank you for joining us on another ep of the Chunks and Philly Show.
Yes, yes, yes. Now, guys, we have a very special guest. Now, I can't even speak.
Yeah, that was good. Man, that was good.
Yeah, a little lisp.
Is there a problem with a lisp?
No, not at all. That's fantastic. Even better.
It's a speech and impediment. Anyway, on my left, guys, I have a special guest. It is my brother. Very talented.
Oh, wow.
The beautiful. Philly!
Hey!
I always have Harry Panera, man. Make
sure Harry.
You stay right there, though.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
You could also address us as Lamfree.
Lamfree. Yeah, now, where did Lamfree come from, Harry?
So when we first met each other, I was doing Link Up TV.
Yes.
Naturally, by the way, you lot was walking behind me. Obviously, Philly interrupted, shouting and all of that. Your mouth was very white in that video, by the way.
Was it white?
Yeah, psh. You look, go look
at, I won't suck in face.
Can we put the clip right there?
Oh my God.
Yeah. I won't suck in face.
No, it was just dry lips. But anyway, you listen to me. All right, cool. What's this called? This trio? And I was like, Lamfree. Yeah. I just thought three goats.
So guys, this is a quick little insight on how I met Harry. I think my friend Liban, you know Liban, obviously that's one of my boys. He's on SDS podcast. He sent me over your videos on Instagram. And this is when around the time where I was kind of like, I don't feel like there's anyone on me and Philly's or like darkest or our level in terms of like humor, you know what I mean? Not size necessarily. And then I remember seeing Harry's videos on the Instagram, like it was the stairs videos. I straight away said, this guy's absolutely hilarious. And I did something I never do usually, was just reach out to him, no matter how much followers he had. I think he had like 50K maybe.
Yeah, I was small time.
Obviously.
50K is not small time, but
in comparison to now,
and it was kind of like, reached out and I said, yo bro, like you're actually hilarious, man. I think I can find the DM somewhere, but he was just randomly reached out and I said, yo, you're incredible. Do you know what I mean? And he was kind of like, yeah, I'll see you at the top type of vibe. But it was more, I think you expected more of a, I'll be at my, doing my own journey and you doing your own journey, but we'll link up there. Because I knew he was always going to be successful, bro. But then I thought, nah, you know what? Let's just kind of fasten this process. And then we ended up meeting up. The next time I saw you was at the talent show, the first time I met you. That was
talent
my first.
Talent show.
That was Strawberries and Creams Festival.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was the first time I met Harry. Yeah. What was your first meeting and how did you end up meeting him?
That was the first time. Okay. I also met Harry as well. But Harry before.
I've got a real story about when I first met Philly. So we got a friend called... I understand it now in hindsight. Yeah, not rude. It was just love and guidance for the ridance.
Yeah.
What happened was we got a friend called Ike, who used to do like little parties and whatnot. I think Philly was hosting one of the nights, And then he was like to me, you know what, come down, come meet Philly or like host it together. So I was doing my own little something or whatever, and then I've seen Philly, I've watched these videos, innit, because I used to watch the Sunday stories, and I think out of us three, I think I'm more linked with Philly with the content, because
how raw we was,
and I was like, this is basically me, innit. So I bigged him up on some, yo my brother, man, I see you doing your thing, you know, he said to me, yeah love, he tapped my hand and said, yeah love, and obviously I'm with the man them, and I've come out of my comfort zone. I wanted to snuff him.
No, do you know what it is? You see, like, ever since I caught Fett, you've seen it. Like, man's, I wouldn't say paranoid, but the social anxiety I get since I become Philly, and you've all experienced it as well now. You get me? Like, you just sometimes get so many people approaching you, and all I want to do, well, at that time, if I'm in a party, is chat to gal, have a drink, and do the job, which was host. You get what I'm saying? 100. Don't want to have no deep chat about my job, like, you get what I'm saying?
But you know what? I never looked at it like it was a mad thing. And in hindsight, I get it. Like
I feel like you did at the time, but you understood when you got in my position.
No, I understood straight away. Because if it was something, it was an issue, I would have said, blood, come on, can't you see I'm... Like, it wasn't anything. It wasn't
Fair
even...
enough.
It was more a thing of...
say no more.
1-0, you got me in it. Yeah, but how things have played out, bro, I don't think I've ever had such an organic, like, link up.
Bro.
And it off from the front. You know, like... Man will come up to me and be like, oh, what, do you lot write things together? I'm like, bro, the reason why we're friends, is because we're as tapped as each other, but in different ways. I can connect with you wholly and I can connect with you differently as well. And it's just,
Facts. It
all makes sense, innit?
Wow.
But yeah, see the Link Up TV video on God, when you can see my face in the video, I'm like, oh shit.
Yeah, like, we creeped up on him. He didn't know that we were coming towards him. Yeah.
Bro, I've never taken like his reaction.
Stars is in the video. Bro, my reaction was
what,
like,
Stars?
Stars is there.
What, Dula?
Stars is my cousin. He's also on SDS as well.
Stars. But yeah, no, it's mad organic, man. And honestly, like you said, bro, in the beginning, I was like, I kind of knew that I was going to be this person, And I didn't know how I was going to do it. didn't think I was going to link up with anyone because, like you said, even for me, main reason why I did it was I was like, I feel like there's bare people out here that are not funny, that are making mad bread. Mm. And I feel like, you see, with my confidence that I have and the person I am, I could do it, innit? There wasn't no plan B or nothing. So you hit me as well. Like, this is when I knew you lot are actual real people, yeah? Mm. You hit me randomly one day and you was like I was at my brethren's dills, but I'll never forget. I've opened up the DM. I'm like, I feel his voice not in me. And back then, I can't lie. You see, when you see a blue tick message you, it's a thing. I remember when Conan followed me. Yeah. I said to the man, I'm gone.
I said I'm gone.
But I know Cones already though, before all of this. But still, I was like, yeah. I know how the man from the streets are.
No, do you know what it is? Without us realizing subconsciously, don't you think it's like, I'm being accepted now.
Yeah.
Everyone's fine.
And rated.
Cones is funny though, because I did Murky Fest, yeah. In Ibiza, this is like the first year when I knew I was flying. Yeah. Yeah, I was on a balcony. I've just come up from like smashing. I think I introduced Mo Stack. Yeah, I've come up. Cones comes to me and goes, "Hey, H3, you've arrived still."
He goes, "You've arrived still."
But again, yeah, it's just like a little back then, them little things. So I remember like Philly's messaged me. He's gone, "Bro, start a YouTube channel. Don't make the same mistake I did, didn't it? I didn't start a YouTube channel. Like, I was working for people for like years, didn't get no money. Like, well, don't make my mistake."
Can say names, man.
Yeah, but that's when I knew you were a real one. You don't need to
no
do
point,
that.
No point.
Yeah.
Brother.
Nah.
Mental, though.
Yeah, crazy. We don't need to do that.
Yeah,
man.
Mental.
Yeah. I remember I had my little one where I took personal.
No, nah, words. Like,
yeah, it gets like
because, you know, at that point, it's just like, how am I so... I even wrote this in a lyric. I said, how am I so big and still living like a civilian? Like, bro, man's getting millions of views. Mm. And at the time, getting paid £60 for 4 million views. Mm. But you get me, on the side, I've got a job.
you got shagged.
Bro, I got shit. I know, but you lot, take this in, you know. It's so easy for, like, you lot to... Well, laugh. It's funny still, but... Just take it in, like make sure the business. £60.
That's not even Cali. That's not even Cali these days.
Cali's on text. That wasn't even a Cali band. I'm a Stardog. I'm a Stardog, bro.
Stardog's kind of a little bit like it can run.
Well, back to non.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry.
Ganja Chat,
yeah,
Karpowski.
Yeah. Alhamdulillah, you're just so pure in that way. But yeah, nah, bro. I can't lie. We've all had our little moments in it, but. Alhamdulillah, bro. Yeah, I just feel like...
What was the moment you think like, oh, you know, I've actually made it? Like, I'm actually like the guy now.
I'd say Murky Fest, just because I think the whole scene was there, innit?
Okay.
So it's like...
And you were embedded in it.
I was embedded, like Huss just came home.
How did that happen? What, Stormzy shouted you
down?
You
know what? No, or, like, so was it like Stormzy's manager, Kub, Toby, he's the man them, innit? He's from the ends, innit? And him and my manager, Mad Cool. So he told my manager, he goes, oh no, H is going to do Murky Fest. Yeah, it's calm. H's gonna do it. But you know how the man them are, you just think, whatever. I wasn't losing sleep over that. And then I just get an email saying, oh, can you send Harry's image? We're gonna do the flyer for Murky Fest. And that's when I said, yeah. And at the time, I still think to this day, that was the best festival in terms of our talent, our culture in one place, innit?
Mm.
DBE, Krepton, Conan, Mo Stack, Jay Haas, like Fredo. Was there. Like, it was just top tier, innit?
Mm.
And I remember like every time I come off the stage and I introduce an act, and it was me and V Brown as well, like everyone would be like, bro, how'd you do it? Like I'm crowd controlling, like I've never done this before. It's just natural instinct. And where man actually loves the scene, man loves the culture.
Yeah, same.
When I'm in those places, it's like I'm embracing it. I'm performing man's songs like they're mine.
Mm.
Do you know what I'm saying? That's the energy that I was putting out. So.
No, that's really me and K-Track Warm.
Bro,
I swear to God.
You co-produced it.
Yeah, you got shares in that.
That's really me, bro.
Yeah, the way you push that song, like, you're definitely making money.
Like, all glory to God. All I ever wanted to do with music was perform. Bro, man's, I'll be on stage and they'll be like, warm, man. Like, I've just got to put warm on and then just start vibing on stage. Yeah. Like, I'm so linked to that tune to the point I need to do my own version of it and just do it for like live shows. That'll be good, innit?
Yeah,
that'll
be
good still. That'll be a good idea. All right, I'm going to kick off the first question.
Go on, then.
Wait, are we doing that game?
What game?
The blind ranking.
Yes. Let's do that then.
So we're gonna do a blind ranking, yeah?
Okay, what's
so
that?
Right now, so for example, I'll throw 5 different things to you. For example, let's say footballers.
Yeah.
If I was to say Edison Cavani, where would you put him in the top 5?
What, in the world?
No, just top 5 in the list, in your list.
Okay, 4.
And then next I say Van Nistelrooy.
Oh, number 1.
Yeah, but then and then after I say Ronaldo.
Yeah, that's good.
Now, what is the topic?
So the topic today on blind ranking is underground lines.
Ooh. Okay.
So
I like that. All right, you recently got on a tube as well.
Boys, I've been using the tube.
Oh, have you?
Oh, bro, on a mad thing.
On a regular.
Do you know what it is, bro? I've told myself, fuck it, they're going to clock me anyway.
Yeah.
And then on a tube, hot in her ass with glasses on, and you're going to get stopped.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. So it's long.
I'm telling you now, the best underground line is the brown
one. Wait. So I'm going to ask you first.
Yeah.
Where would you put Piccadilly?
Oh, that's got to be fourth, if I'm honest. There's a good amount of lines that are better than that one.
Okay, so Piccadilly's fourth.
Yeah.
Central.
Central can go three. It's the middle. It's a good medium to have.
Bakerloo.
Well, Bakerloo can go number five. I'll be honest with you. I don't like
that.
Bakers.
Goes through the ends, you mad dude.
No, that's Elephant and Castle.
Northwest London.
No, I'm not
Bakerloo's
from there.
Not Northwest. Who told you that?
Stonebridge Park.
Exactly.
It goes to Wembley Central.
What am I doing?
All right, how about this? I bet we don't even know the colours for them. Is Bakerloo not
brown? Brown, yeah.
Yeah, that goes through Elephant and Castle as well, though.
Yeah, that's the end bits. We don't care about them.
And honestly, I never got anywhere near that. Like, come on, Bakerloo for me, number five.
You're taking the piss.
Why? Because you're from there.
Yes.
Do you own there?
Okay, Victoria.
Oh, that's number two. Gara.
And then the last, Jubilee.
Number one. Wallahi, that's the
Jubilee
line.
Jubilee I like as well, because that also goes past.
What does that run through now?
That run through where I need to go to.
Okay. Let me try to talk to
her. Yeah. That runs through where I need to go to.
It runs through my bits as well. Killian and that, so
bro,
you know
have I not done well with that?
No, I wouldn't say well. Because for me, I would have said Bakerloo number one for nostalgia. Yeah. I used to catch that everywhere, bro. I remember, look, Tower North Jaffa. Wembley. Yeah. And also the overground is absolutely incredible. North Wembley, South Kenton.
But these are I'm from South East London.
Carpenters Park, Bushy, Watford High Street,
and
Watford Junction. Overground and you can still use your phone.
Yeah, cold.
I need to go on this Elizabeth line.
I've never been on it either.
Can we do that just for one day, literally?
I had the AC systems
park our cars in a certain place, and then we literally just go and just attack the city.
Oh, I don't know about that.
He's got anxiety. You can't do all of that.
Have you?
Yeah, like you've kind of witnessed it to certain, but I'm just mad parallel.
I think if we're all together,
yeah,
it's
different.
Lit.
Yeah, when we're together,
that's what I'm saying,
it's,
bro.
It's less. Or like when I'm with all the mandem, you get me. I step out, chip cones, everyone's out, then I don't even feel it. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
But why?
And then you have it. That is Harry Pinero's blind ranking. What do you guys think? Because for me, wasn't
that was good, man. Yeah. People, man, tell me, man. Get anyway, me, Juby for the Lily.
Let us know.
Move on. What's the question you had?
So before we started the pod, well, literally just before the app, I started watching some throwback vids of ours. And in one of the questions, it was, what do we consider cheating? Mm. And it was specifically like, if your girl now starts liking an ex-man's post, remember, it's just a like, you know, she ain't left a comment. Do you man class that as cheating?
It depends on what she's liking, in my opinion.
Mm. So it depends on what's how the image is.
Oh, yeah.
Brother's topless now.
Brother's topless?
Yeah.
And who is it?
I don't know who he is, but he's well off. He's got six packs. He can do the little pec thing where they both move.
So for me, it's a thing where like, what is the reason you're liking this? Because you see, look, for example, you know how, okay, I don't know about you lot. For example, when a girl follows the man, we can't see it in it because the notifications are just ramming off. Mm. But you know, sometimes you just randomly go on your notice bit and you'll see the same Jones look like 40
pictures.
She's obviously trying to get your attention. You get it?
Mm. Yo, so you're now, my brother. It's mad how we all just know how to
So obviously what she's trying to now do is like all your pictures. Now you've pre-heard situation. You like a couple two things. You're going to just slide in and say, well, go on.
She'll
be like, oh my God, I didn't even but she knew what she was doing. You know what I'm trying to say? So, that's the way of a girl showing their attention.
Yeah, no,
you know, whereas we're more direct because obviously the men's meant to be sorting after the girls. So when I now, if I had a gal in that and she's there liking a brother's pictures, what's your intentions on liking this picture? You know what I'm trying to say? Is it inspirational?
She follows him.
What's the reason though?
No, but before she got with you, I remember I'm just friends spanning the works, isn't it? Before she got with you, she's already been following him. So then what? Do you expect her to delete it? Or
No.
Like, unfollow him or just what? Not even like the pics? What's the point of the app?
I get what you're trying to say. For me personally, it's like what Chunks is saying. Obviously, if you've been following someone anyway and you like his pictures, that's nothing. Liking pictures for me is nothing. I think, it's what Chunks is saying is like, if it's a reoccurring type of picture she's liking, then maybe it's like, it's showcasing that she's interested or she finds this thing attractive, innit? But I wouldn't go too mad and say that's cheating.
I'll never cheating consider it cheating, like, but I feel like...
That's insecurities, if anything. That's just man's
insecurities. It also highlights my insecurities, because now if you're liking a picture with a six-pack and pecs that jump, I never had that since 2004. You know what I'm trying to say? So it's like, I don't know what you're... Felt funny?
No, it was 2012, Adam.
Yeah, 2012.
But I'm trying to say, obviously, it's a thing where like you're liking up a... So it's like the same way if the man and I are going up liking up pictures with like lingerie and they just got BBLs and stuff, like, and then your gal's just like... the normal, it's just normal girl. It's like, you're basically saying you prefer that over
that's
her.
That's what it is. And
obviously,
I understand that.
It can damage someone's. No. I'm just saying it can. I'm not saying it's cheating, but obviously, I feel like it is unnecessary. Like, you don't need to be doing it.
You know what I'm trying to say? Yeah, fair enough.
Whether I consider it cheating, I think that's a stretch. Yeah. But is it needed? I don't think so.
100%. In a relationship as well. Yeah. If you know your partner and you know what triggers them, I think you should do the bare minimum and just eradicate that, because it isn't cheating. But if you know your partner don't like it, if you're in love with this person, you want to make your person
happy. What do you think about your partner having male friends?
Normal as well.
Ooh.
Normal as well.
Okay, making up male friends after.
If you lot are my friends... friends test. If you lot are my friends, why would I be against that?
Can you know the man I'm just on?
No. Think logic. Think like all the deep stuff. Furthermore, how did I blow up? Why am I here today sitting on this table doing a podcast? What was the first Sunday video story I did on the face of the internet?
Sunday Stories.
Yeah. Mm. And what was the first ever video I did?
Get cheated on.
Mm. I'm not on that. Mm. Like, I got cheated on with the same youth that she's told me she's known since a child. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, I'm walking in. It's funny. Okay, it is funny.
And me and Harry won't laugh.
Yeah. Like, I walked in and she's in Dogs. And at the time I cried.
She's all fours.
Yeah, all fours, just bro. All fours. Same way I used to have my girl, bro. Like, and what's mad
and is... Is he Bears in there?
Oh, can I be real with you, though?
But is he in there, Bears?
No, because if he's bearing for the Kersen.
I don't want to give an answer because I don't know. Yeah, you know. Like, I don't, you know, I just don't want to say yes or no for the sake of camera. I actually don't remember that much.
Guys, a man's not laughing at the situation.
Yeah, it's more like an awkward. It is kind of funny.
Because it's the way he said it.
Hey,
she's in Dogs. Okay, listen to this.
Don't you remember the story?
I know, but I'm saying, listen to this. Did you have no inkling beforehand that your girl was cheating?
Yes. My instincts told me that something is wrong.
And what was it?
It would be little stuff like a change in pattern. So, like, my thing was, I used to text her every morning. Yeah. And before I've even texted you, if you've woke up before me, she'd text me.
Yeah.
But then now it's taking like 4 hours for her to reply. You've replied at 1, but I've texted you at 8 a.m. You know what I'm saying? Just a little huh?
No, you can't say that, man.
No, he can't. And the day we can't say that, then the friendship's just getting shit. Boys, this is why we're mates.
Can I say, gargling wood? It might be too much, but
this is why I love my mom. In that 4 hour break, she was getting around.
Bro.
And she sent him God, do you know what makes it worse? I was so in love, I remember I was trying to phone her the whole day, and then I've seen her in the shopping center, in the local Bromley shopping center with the...
It was destined. She was destined for greatness. She was destined.
That's horrendous, man.
So that's why, back to the question.
Yeah.
I feel like mine's more PTSD, even like when I got in relationships after that, it was always something I felt mad uncomfortable with, especially if you're like close to the point where you lot hug, or you've like, he stayed downstairs while you was upstairs. Like, there's been different scenarios with girls I've dated, you get what I'm saying? But I'm not with it. What's your opinion on it? Have you had an experience like mine? Hopefully not.
No, I haven't, but I've just like been aware of situations that have happened to friends around me. I've had like small situations where I've witnessed someone change who I never thought would change or never thought would be a certain way. And it kind of just opens you up to realizing that like, why? Wow.
Opens you up.
Yeah, that's mad. But it kind of shows you, that like it can happen to anyone, innit? So for me, I've always said to myself, if someone's going to cheat, they're going to cheat anyway. I think putting a restraints on someone or trying to change someone is the wrong way to have any relationship, innit? If you've met a girl and she has a lot of male friends or you know, she's been very honest with you, I don't think you can be mad at those things again because you've accepted that person. I would only have a problem if she, while I'm with her, she has no friends and she's making new male friends, because I wouldn't go out of my way to go and make new friends if I know that my woman, number one, doesn't like it, and number two, I don't need them, really and truly, innit? If I've had them from before, I'm not going to drop them out, but they'll know that, you know, man's with my partner, innit? Okay. I can't come and chill. You tell your friends, listen, she kind of feels a bit uncomfortable. And I think your real friends will make it known to her, like, listen, I understand I'm a girl, let me speak to your brother so she knows from a woman to a woman. Like,
that's
not
grown.
That.
In an ideal like, world, in an that ideal would world, be grown.
Ideal world,
what's your opinion on
in an ideal world, though?
With the male friend situation?
Yeah.
I think for me, it's like, if you've had male friends before me, it's like, I can't now feel a type of way about it. But then I think it's also like, if there's limitations. For example, now, if you're just stepping out on your ones with this brother and you're going to cinemas, it's a bit wild.
So in other words, if that is the case, you're just going to set boundaries?
Yeah. Because for me, it's like, look, for example.
But what's the harm in going out to like?
It's just
like
one,
when I think about it, in hindsight, there's nothing.
No.
Is there something wrong with there, it though?
I feel like
this is what it's called. On an Islam vibe,
call it
qira, yeah. Protective jealousy. It's a thing where.
Call it, say it again.
Protective
jealousy. It's qira. Love that. Love that.
It's a protective jealousy type of vibe. So it's a thing where I'm not now saying I don't trust you. It's just I know men's intentions. You know what I'm trying to say? Let's be honest now. Obviously, it is possible for a man and a woman to be friends. Of course it is. But in this day and age, and unfortunately, I just feel like I don't trust the man.
I see like that video of Messi the other day. Have you seen that? He's never hugged another woman.
Is it?
No, take Messi in. I've never seen him hug another woman.
He's not trying to be Messi. Mm.
That was a dad joke. But that, was a proper dad joke.
You don't like, but you can't, as a dad, you can't.
Are you a dad?
No, I'm not.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, cool. Anyway, I think this leads perfectly onto the next topic, which is prenups. Now, of course, we are men, very affluential. Yeah, alhamdulillah, we thank God. We're doing very well in life, right? Getting married now, of course, now, because of the man and we're doing their thing. Anyone now you get to know is getting to know Philly, Harry Pinero. Do you get it? Is a prenup going to be set in place where, for example, you're setting boundaries or you're saying you can't take X amount, and or are you going to just have an open relationship, an open wedding, and then when if it was, God forbid, it feels like to go sour, she takes half of your earnings or whatever it is.
I wouldn't. Here's a spanner in the works. Yeah. No one's perfect bar God. So what makes you think that your woman can't change ways or she's not going to...
It's
my mum, a positive one though. My mum does things that shocks me. Like, I can't believe my mum's maybe thought of such a good idea or like got so determined to achieve something. So what that lets me know is that I've known my mum all my life, obviously. It lets me know that I don't really know her because I am shocked by some actions. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, so how do you know that that can't be a thing?
I just think, sometimes it depends on how you view your relationships, isn't it? Because there are some people that have, and some women don't go for the option to take everything. So I think it's all circumstantial, isn't it? Me personally. But I wouldn't want to go into a relationship with that negative mindset of, boy, this could go left, so...
But it's the same way I wake up every day and know that I can die today, bro.
But it's like, do you wear a bulletproof vest every day?
No, of course not. Because at the end of the day, that's insurance. You can't stop Eli's
plan. That's my point. I know that whatever's meant to happen is going to happen. You can put things in place all you want. I even think it puts a negative mindset on a relationship if you're like, well, listen, I love you to bits, but we could fuck up and I'm not making sure. Because it just makes things, the element of trust is limited when you put that on there. However, like I said, if you're thinking with your business mind and not your heart, go for it.
I hear you're coming from quickly, but I'm saying it's the same way we put insurance on our cars, our houses. It's the same way.
No, you get nicked if you don't.
What's your opinion on it? What would you do then? You've popped the question.
I completely understand Harry's point of view, 100%. But unfortunately, I don't have that much faith in humanity, bro. Like an aversion of, like, I understand where you're coming from in terms of you're going to pick out that perfect woman, but unfortunately life isn't like that. It's not a fairy tale. You know what I mean? You're not going to go for the first woman. You're not going to go for the first woman and she ends up being perfect and you're living in La La Land and she will never split with you. And if she does, she's going to decide to split with you and decide, I don't want your money. That's just, it's too perfect. You know what I'm trying to say? But of course, like you said, it's circumstantial. So for me, I feel like I'd have things in place because I have a mum, I have a dad, I have sisters and brothers that... If my woman was to divorce me, and say for example now, it's the reason where it's my fault, I feel like I owe it to you because of the fact that I was the reason that this was bad. You know what I mean? It went wrong. But I feel like if it's something that she's just, you can't control and she's now divorced you over it. Like say for example, you can't give her kids, right? And now she's divorced you for it, which is absolutely fine because everyone's got their own reasoning. Of course, she should have stayed, but she doesn't want to be with you because you can't give her kids. And then now, because you don't have this prenup in place, you're getting robbed for your peace. You're already feeling shit about the fact you can't give her kids and now you've lost half your bread. So it's just kind of mad.
It's circumstantial.
I agree that you said it's circumstantial, but then I feel like circumstantial, it's always better to have something in play.
Cool.
So that's a contract. Let's just talk black and white. Prenup is a contract.
It's a contract of prenuptial. So before your marriage, of course, that says now, if we are to split, this happens. And it depends on what you put in the contract. So for example, now, if you say, for each kid you give me, I'll add an additional £1,000 per month or 500, whatever you can.
Oh, I would do that then.
It's just saying, basically.
But then also,
on the flip side, obviously, when you hear prenuptial, you think it's negative connotations because of the fact you can also believe that you're not taking anything. Because people can also put that in place. You're saying now, if you divorce me, there's no money coming into your squares. And I'm not, definitely not agreeing to that. That's ridiculous. Like, you always have to look after the woman. Because at the end of the day,
I'll do a settlement. You've made her used to a certain life.
What he just said, that way everyone's happy. Look, he's more or less saying, look, from the start, if it does go left, I still got you because look, bullet point two, three, and four says if you have four kids, you've got five bags coming every month. I think that's fair.
That makes more sense because that's like you've made an agreement. It's a settlement.
So you're changing your opinion.
Yeah, of course. Because it's again, it's the circumstance, isn't it? Like if we've split up, like she said, and it's something to do with health, then and I can't give her kids, then that's a bit mad because.
But I'm saying some people can do that, bro.
But she can make her own decision.
She wants her own kids. God forbid.
But it's mad. I think this is a very good, you're right. Very good conversation because.
Yeah, and bear in mind, guys, that's another thing. I'm not talking like this has happened or we know what we're talking about. Because at the end of the day, like I said, it's circumstantial. And you know, when you talk about a situation that hasn't happened, you can obviously always put your insight into it.
When it actually comes time to the problem and to the situation,
we're completely like different.
What my brother's trying to say is take our opinions with a pinch of salt.
Yeah, of course, we're not experienced.
Man's just talking out of mouth at the end of the day.
You know what I'm trying to say? But yeah, it's a touchy subject, I guess.
What about you, Fee? What would you do?
I would go with what Chunk said. If I'm being honest, I kind of kept my opinions to a minimum until I understood properly what it was. That's why I kind of pointed at you first. But yeah, I'll do that. I'll set like within this contract points where that say, yo, if we, I don't know, divorce without children and I was the main like earner and you chose not to work and I didn't tell you, then well, I'm not giving you nothing, fam. But also, then if we now
like
have...
You've got them acclimated to have like a certain lifestyle. So for example, before she's married you, she was in the hood, normal. She had worked her 9 to 5 and she was used to catching one flight a year.
Do you know
but
what?
But I'm saying now that you're taking her out to free flights, so you're buying her Birkins and you're going to Novikov every week. You've made her acclimate to a certain lifestyle and now you've just dropped her. That's going to F up her mental because of the fact she's used to just being everything. Like, you know what I'm saying? So you're not saying get lost.
For breakfast though, how do we know our girls ain't going to be more richer than us, bro? How do we know they're not?
I'm just saying hypothetical.
No, okay, but, first,
and
first.
It's also, yeah.
Because now, if I, bro, listen to this quick, remember, my bad, bro. If I got married to a richer girl and she wanted to have a prenup in place, I'm absolutely fine with that. I say, yeah, that's cool with me because I've got my own. I'm good. I might not have as much as you, but I'm good regardless.
Because man's going to hustle and do what I need to do regardless. But I think when you've told, like, that's why I said 20 years, because I was thinking to myself, I'd only sign a paper if I can look at a woman in her eye and say, I want to be with you for the rest of my life. That's for me where things get.
But divorce is
okay, but we're saying
life.
Hypothetical, because if it's coming down to like situations, then of course,
okay,
everything's fucked. But if we're talking about this is the woman you want to be with and she's had kids for you 20 years down the line. And
I think it's difficult to find like a wifey potential, especially with who we are. And like, I can speak from my perspective being Somali. Like it's very difficult to find a Somali that doesn't know who I am. You know what I'm trying to say? Yeah. Which is, so it's a crazy, obviously it's alhamdulillah, it's a blessing, the fact that I've done so well, but it's also, what's that phrase? Something about the success of my own downfall, something like that along the lines, where it's basically me just saying that I think it's kind of harder for me to find who's genuine and who wants Amin and who wants Chunks, you know? So I think it's, for me, it's kind of like something that I'm always going to battle. But I feel like if God wants straight.
I feel like if you was to find a woman on a deen, like, I don't even think that'd be a fault for you, you know? Do you know what I mean? I think if we found a woman really on the path or like the journey with God and trying to like be a better Muslim woman, or
where do we find that from?
That's just something that comes with time. I think those people become those people. You don't just find someone like that. Like,
What's that one? Is that what it's called, isn't it?
Some people found real love from there though.
Yeah. I met this guy and I've gone, right. He was going, I'm getting married. I was like, right, how did you meet your wife? He said, Muzmatch. But he found it a bit embarrassing. I was like, brother, that's lit.
Yeah.
Like, that's sick. Like, how are you meant to meet people if you're working Monday to Saturday?
It's not called Muzmatch anymore. It's called Muz. Yeah, because they got done for a lawsuit, miskins, man. Shout out to Mus.
I hope it's still up and running, though. I think they're helping people.
Yeah, I did a brand with them, man. Shout out to
No,
them.
You didn't.
I did a brand with them.
I remember seeing it.
No, you didn't. We got Mus then. Wait, you violated?
I got violated for it.
Why?
Because they were trying to say,
he was in the park and everything talking about. He turned around and goes, if you want to be in love,
Wallahi,
you're a Muslim.
Wallahi, he's lying. Wallahi, he's lying. He's lying, bro.
Oh, he whined up.
Because they're trying to say that's not the proper way to meet somebody. Obviously, at the end of the day, like, I'm not even trying to get into it. But anyway, that's kind of our opinions, I guess, on the prenuptial situation.
Yeah.
That could have went on for ages, though, I'll be honest.
Yeah. I'm really enjoying this convo, man. I learn a lot from this still. I actually learn a lot. Like, even down to the point where I didn't really understand the prenup properly. I swear to God.
Okay, so how old do you think it is too old to get married? So, for example, I'm talking again from a Somali culture. I feel like the girls get vilified too much. So, like, when you turn 24, 25, 26, that's when all the aunties start coming up to the girls, like, when are you going to get married? I'm like, oh, it's just like a topic of conversation.
I don't
like,
think there's an age,
to the point where girls would go to weddings of their friends and their mums and the aunties are saying, you need to be
that's
next.
Just some what, pressure. Like, I hate you know, that
I feel
shit,
like
man.
they put marriage and age, they put marriage next to success. Like, you're successful, you're doing well in life if you're married. You know what I'm trying to say? So I feel like...
Would you say that's Somali culture or is that Islamic culture?
Like why, I can only speak from my POV, you get it? So like what I've seen growing
POV
up.
POV is mental.
Yeah,
POV. Yeah, POV is
for
mental.
Me, it's like, that I feel me. Like there's too much from,
is it? Yeah.
Oh my God, me and you are the same.
Yeah, when I think of POV, I think of something else, man. And it's...
bro, look at his heart. He has no clue.
I know, he's thinking, what am I on, POV?
Oh, yeah, bro, no. Please never change,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, be you, man.
Oh, it's beautiful, man.
But I don't want to
POV.
Yeah, so...
Great moments.
Anyway.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry. So like, is there a right age to get married?
I think no. I think there's people who have been married before up until their 50s and they have, you know, divorced or whatever. And then they found somebody in their 60s and they've been with each other until they're 80, 90. Love, I think, has no time limit. It's just timing. I don't really think there's a time. I've seen, bro, the other day I was in a park walking Hakeem, yeah, and I saw this couple. And I could tell that like, they were in probably in their 60s or 70s, bro. They looked like a young couple in terms of just the way they were bantering with each other. The woman goes, oh, that's a philosophical question you just asked. And he started laughing. Oh. It was so unique. And it's like, you never know. They could have got married a year ago.
Yeah. Even a week ago.
So for me, I think with that, I think it's a pressure because what we see on TV or your aunties or your uncles will tell you, if you're not married by a tattoo, you have failed. But it's like, would you rather be happy and single or married and unhappy, but you've made your family feel good. So it matters all about what you want, innit? Like, if you feel like you're in your business career mode right now, could you get married right now today?
Nah.
Could you get married
that's
today?
Not today, no. Not
you get
today.
Me? So it's like, because of what you're doing right now, your time will probably be later than the average person because of what's going on in your life right now. And you can't really add anyone to this life right now. You've got to tell somebody like, you know, like, this is my job. I'm very sporadic with my work time. I can't give you... You're going to rob someone of their day-to-day, what they expect from someone, innit? So I just think it's down to you and your timing.
When would you lot like to get married?
When I don't have to work like this.
Yeah, but, like, if you had to pick an age, I'm trying to get...
If I wanted, like, if I was to, like, do a proper marriage and, like, ceremony, everything, when I'm 40.
You?
What kills it as a kid?
Well, but I don't even know. 18. See, I said 40, I don't even know.
I wanted to get married at 23.
Seriously? I wanted to be married at 25 with kids, my house, like chilled, like I'm raising, I swear.
I think it's just because I really want to emulate my parents. You know what I'm trying to say? Because I look up to them, obviously, they're my mum and dad. Alhamdulillah, I'm lucky to come from a two-parent household.
Same.
A lot of my friends come from a one-parent household.
Lucky for you, man.
No, like, hence the reason. I'm just genuinely being honest. I feel like, and there's nothing wrong with coming from a one-parent household. But I feel like this is all I know, the two-parent household. And big up to the single moms or even single dads, but... It's like, all I've known is my mum and dad. My dad being the breadwinner, my mum being the housewife, which looked after us, you know what I'm trying to say? And I just feel like I want the same as them. Mm-hmm. So, of course, they were married from so young. Obviously, that time has passed for me. So, for me, I think I would still want that two-parent household type of vibe where when my wife gives birth, she's chilling at home looking after the kids, maybe have a little side hustle with businesses, and I'm just like out making money, you know what I'm trying to say? And that's what I've always wanted. But, obviously, now that I'm 27...
Damn.
I know. I think maybe 30, inshallah. Because for me, like, how long...
You know, it's mad. I said 30, but that's in 2 years.
How long do you need to know someone before you married?
Not long. Hey, come on. Remember, obviously, I know why we're saying it because of them. But all of us, we move quick. Like, when we love. Do you get what I'm saying? So
I fell quick.
Yeah.
You fall quick?
I definitely fell quick.
What?
You fall quick, Harry?
I felt quick. I felt quick.
So I'm saying, all right, then lucky. Let's say now, for example, tomorrow you go to Starbucks, you see someone you like, good vibes, you end up speaking, right? Everything goes well, like everything's going very well. How long?
Don't no one judge me.
Go on.
I'm looking at 6 months. Like, if I know within the first three, I reckon I could do it in 6 months.
What, marrying six?
Is that mad?
I don't know. But
only because I've
it
been
sounds
in...
it sounds more like a you thing. That's you.
Yeah,
you're very much. So,
I am that way.
Let's just go and do it.
But I've experienced love, and I know that when you just feel it, you should just, I don't know, go, I don't know. I could be wrong though, innit?
No, my experience that's how you feel. You're not wrong, bro. That's
yeah,
your opinion.
My experience.
Because if we're talking now from, again, an Islamic perspective, it's always better to just be quicker with it because there's more barakah, there's more blessing in it if you just like, without
more
any
barakah,
like blessing. Yeah, like you just, you're better off just getting married before you fall into the sins and stuff. You know what I mean? So I big up your thing, broski.
Is it, yeah?
Yeah, no,
my
really
brother.
Like
I thought you were
But I feel like, honestly, from a human perspective, it's kind of like,
about right
I'm really
going
to know somebody in 6 months.
Right now, Harry, Philly, Chunks. When are you
Me
lot?
Personally, yeah. I think I could speak to someone and then maybe a year to 18 months after getting married.
I could actually do it 6 months, blood.
So you're saying 6 months?
Yeah.
Fair play to you, brother.
That's mental.
What do you say?
I'd say...
That's crazy.
Again, I'm just going based off my previous experiences. You know when you know, bro. Like, man's heart was just... I remember my situation. My heart was just... It was immediate. Like, I just felt like, oh my days, this is everything. And it comes down to just little things like... Just, you know when there's a word, a sentence, they just get it. I feel like that is a feeling you can't explain,
yeah,
innit? And cold. I feel like it's just like...
Look, make me think about that smiling. Yeah, no, yeah. Love...
Is a madness.
Is amazing. It's a madness.
Do you think you can fall out of love with someone?
Yeah, no, I think
so
you
can...
So
do you think you love your ex though?
No, but...
You got to love her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I care for her.
The love will never be as strong as it was before though.
I proper do care for her still.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be concerned if maybe she got hurt. Even if it's got nothing to do with man no more. Do you get what I'm saying? I would be. Like, how can I sometimes I think, how can you not? And
you know,
especially
you know,
the way my situation
you know them
ended,
bow
my...
out messages, you know them ones where you're basically saying good luck for the rest of your life. Do you actually mean what you're saying?
No, that is just great. Just to let you know, if you want to say anything now after I've said this message, this is your time to say it.
Yeah. But I'm saying, do you actually mean what you're saying?
No, I believe, yeah, I don't know, if like what Philly said, if you've been in a relationship and you've loved this person, yeah, unless a mad disrespect has been done, I think it's crazy for you to not care anymore about that person. Doesn't mean you need to reach out.
Come on, disrespecting.
Yeah.
Like, we left on, all the best. It's nothing but love.
So
every
you see
time.
Her now tomorrow on the street, you're hugging her?
Yeah.
Okay. Talk to her.
Don't know about a hug. Her situation might be she got a new one. You get me? And obviously, out of respect, I won't even, I'll touch you like that.
Yeah, but what if she sees you and she...
No, that one's mad. No, man ain't going back there. That one's
mad. That's going to make the wood rise up for no reason.
Man's care, but I'm not lost on it. Like, man ain't going back there. I care, innit?
Even if it's just a quick one. Yeah, let me just...
Because things are unnecessary problems.
You know when you're leaving...
There's a reason we left.
You're holding each other's hands for a bit longer.
Yeah.
You see? Nice lungs, calm down.
No, them ones. What is it? Hey, come here.
Stop being dumb.
Let me just... you see when you kiss someone and
you made that noise.
You see that noise?
That's better than a tongue sometimes.
Oh, bro.
It's better than a tongue sometimes.
Oh,
I'll
my
be
God.
It is.
Or the one where you go like in between, like.
But I read a book, yeah, and it says literally, it's not really about like all of the.
I love that. You read, yeah?
Yeah. Do you know what it is?
I love that.
I'm lying.
No, bro, he's trying to shit. Unless your face did after.
Let me just say it. I don't read. Yeah. But like, I've read somewhere that it's not really about, all of the it's the little touches.
Subtle ones.
Have you seen when you've been touched by a woman before and it's like, it's somewhere where you didn't think it's gonna, you know.
Like, hold my neck while I'm driving.
Yeah.
Like, film me.
Beer voice.
Yeah, this.
Yep.
You see this,
You know, that's
see
why
this.
I leave this out. Oh my God, remember I got it. Well, you can't see it. I'm a little fluff.
Get it that?
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you.
I don't want a beard though, boys.
Yeah,
it wouldn't suit me.
You'd look.
Nah, you look horror.
And right now, I'm Somali off.
Yeah, Somali right
now. Do you know
now.
What? Yeah, you do proper look like your name's Walid.
But I just think it's because all my brethren are my, well, not all of them, because you're not, but like, majority of my brethren are Somali, innit? So
yeah.
I think people just assume as well because of my skin complexion.
Let me ask you a question, yeah? Do you get a lot of messages about you being Muslim?
All right, bro, yeah. Like, this is my life.
Yeah.
Like, I've had people stop me on the street and recite me like verses of the Quran. No, seriously, I'm not joking. I've had people on the street stop me, recite me verses of the Quran, or like they'll approach me and they'll be like, oh, how's
Salaam
it?
Alaikum.
Yeah, it's Salaam Alaikum. And obviously, out of respect, man said, Alaikum Salaam, you get me? But they then start talking a bit more and I'm like, oh, okay, I'm not Muslim, you know what I'm saying? I just respect Islam a lot.
Even the way you say Muslim, it's like, it's perfect.
I love it, Muslimin.
Listen to this though. Every effing time I meet someone, bro, like most of the time, we're like, they'll be like, why is Philly not Muslim, brother?
Yeah.
I'm like, broski.
Even AM, big up my brother AM, one of my best friends. He sat me down the other day.
Right now, if Philly became Muslim.
That's what AM said.
That's what AM said. I swear to God.
Have you seen me cry? Like, generally, like, proper full-flown tears?
Aye, bro.
Yeah.
Bro. Aye, this is my brother, you know.
My guy. Nah.
Do you know what I'm going to say, innit?
What?
Umrah. I can cry now.
Oh, please. I've got shades. Share this with them. Share this with them, man. Mandem, I was emotional and I wasn't there, and I'm not even, you get what I'm saying?
Bro,
but
let me talk to you, bro. So obviously Ramadan times, shout out to my brother Mustafa the Poet, one of my best people on earth, brother. Yeah, we Ramadan, he must have came to London, we had a meal.
I was smiling already.
We eating, had a meal and stuff, and then wow, bro, like we had a good iftar, and he was like, bro, like, why don't we go to Umrah? And I said listen,
like, oh,
you know how we usually talk about, like, let's do this holiday, let's do this thing. But this one, I felt different energies towards it. Like, I said, yo, like, let's actually do this. And he goes, okay, cool. Who do you think would be on it from your side? I said, Sharky, 100%. Because cool. I said, Harry Panera. He goes, Harry's Muslim. He didn't know. I said, yeah, Harry, bro. He goes, cool. I know a couple of people as well. Let's get this together. Let's sort it out. So Umrah being a religious pilgrimage, like Mecca, I'm sure you guys know. So obviously he's gone home now, and he's called me the next day. How you doing, brother? You okay? Alhamdulillah, I'm okay, bro. You want to break fast together? Yeah, yeah. Bro, how's it looking from your side on the Umrah stuff? But bear in mind, I didn't do any research, do nothing, because you know when you just get told, let's do this, it's not really going to happen, you know what I mean? But he goes, yo, I've messaged my boys, like, Sheck West is coming, Omar Sy is coming, like, a couple of Avan Ballo's coming, you know what I mean?
Remind me, Omar's the guy that...
Omar Sy Lupin from...
Yes, yes, yeah, oh, Lupin. When I saw you looking in a picture, I said, oh my God, Sheck West, random, course, but Sheck amazing
big,
is that?
Big rapper, and then Ballo being one of his very good friends. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Ballo, from that side. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then...
he was. Yeah, yeah, say all the brothers, Ali, man. Say all the brothers.
Yeah, yeah. Ali, obviously from Toronto, but yeah, Toronto. He's so based, he's in...
And he goes, I've got my peoples. Have you got your peoples? So straight away, I called Harry.
And he messaged me.
I messaged you.
Bro, the message was sent, I'll never forget, at 1847. I replied at 1847. Didn't even think about it.
What you said and done. And
I said to him, yo, my brother, you want to come Umrah? I think, what was going on? He's talking from my perspective.
Bro, I swear, when I got that message, I at the time, it was, I needed something. I felt like Allah was missing in my life, and I just felt like that was the message came from Allah for him to say, let's go Umrah. Didn't even check if I had work or anything. Yeah, I just said,
bro, but I've never seen that Harry say straight away. Usually it's, I'm going to have to check this, I'm going to have to move this, or maybe, or sometimes you just can't be asked, which is absolutely fine. But wallahi, the energy he had for that one, like, he said, I'm rolling. It's done, bro. Like,
I needed that.
He needed it. Because I know what kills it is, like, then I called you and we were speaking about it, and I was like, bro, I feel like something's missing. Mm. Ramadan's always the time where, like, you kind of get to refuel the faith, kind of the imam kind of vibe. So it was like, we just thought, ban it, let's go. Bro, when me and Harry went into our hotel room, we were in Medina, right? This is where the Prophet's mosque is, broski, yeah?
So educate me. The Prophet... Umrah... is where the Prophet's mosque is, yeah?
So Umrah is like the religious pilgrimage, the act. Correct me. I need to just definitely check upon that, but don't quote me on this. My understanding of it, Umrah is like the religious pilgrimage, is what you're going to do Umrah, right? So the places, so the Prophet, mostly was raised in Medina. I'm pretty sure he spent most of his time.
That's where the mosque is.
The mosque, so the mosque that they have in his name is there, right?
Mm.
So I've gone now. And
there's a hotel.
Like,
but a hotel.
Bro, so listen to this though. I've said to the man on the phone, I said to Mustafa, I don't care how much this costs, brother. I said, get me in the best places. I want to see everything live. Oh,
Clock
but
tower,
I don't want to be fast tracked and shit. Yeah. I said, I just want to see the nice places. The Medina Hotel, when me and Harry have now walked in, brother, to our room, it pushed open the curtain. Literally, wallahi, this close, that close, just the mosque, right? Off the bat, he's on the phone to his dad.
Crazy.
Them two just start crying profusely on the phone together.
Yeah, it was mental.
Bear in mind, bro, I'm on the bed and I've seen this one far. I'm just crying. I'm crying, bro. Look at me, bro. And then he's just like, and he's just saying, oh, dad, look what I've done. Like, look, I've made it. You know what I mean?
Oh,
and it's like,
man.
His dad was crying nonstop. Like, it was in a beautiful moment, bro. And I was like, oh my God, like, this is the best moment of my life, brother. I've done so much cool shit, brother. Wallahi al-Azim. Let God take me away today. This was the best moment of my life.
And he wanted to steal my moment.
And then I said, okay, you know what? I want to have this moment with my dad. I want to have this moment with my dad. My dad, by the way, no one obviously knows him. Brother, he is not. He does not show emotion, bro. Like, his mum passed away, my grandma, 2013, 2014. Didn't shed one tear, brother. He was burying her. He was carrying her. This guy was stiff. I remember going to his room crying, saying, "Are you okay?" And he was like, "It's life. This life." You know what I mean? I've only seen him cry once, right? That one time I saw him cry, watching Quran, watching a prayer on the screen. I was just watching a prayer. I looked left. I see my dad just crying. And I was like, whoa, what is this? He understands Arabic. So I said, you know what? I want to have this moment that Harry's had with his dad. So I FaceTime and I'm just crying, like that kind of crying, bro. I said, look where I like yeah, that kind of vibe. And my dad's there,
bro.
On the FaceTime, bawling with me.
It's mental,
like,
bro.
It's that calm that takes over your body, brother. Wallahi, I don't know how to explain the feeling.
God, it's so good.
But yeah. I swear to God, bro, there was not a better timing in our lives, I think. That, and I just remember being there thinking, I'm going to stop every stupid shit that I do in life. I'm going to just focus my life in Ilahi, just God, and I want to learn more and I want to be better. You know what I'm trying to say? Fast forward a couple of days, now we're in Mecca. We're doing Tawaf. We're doing Tawaf, which is another black stone.
Yeah, I've seen that.
So we're walking around seven times. And we're doing like, we're saying loads of different things. What was the step?
It's in the chat.
My bad, guys, but yeah. I'm just trying to find it. Because I remember this.
You
don't
got to take this in, though. I'm not Muslim. Look how much the story's touching.
Bro, I've never in my life had tears in my eyes on camera.
Labaik Allahumma labaik. Labaik Allah. Shariqa laka labaik. In alhamda wa ni'mita.
Laka
wal mulk. La Sharika, like, that's basically what you have to say. You're basically saying, God, we're coming. Journey. We're coming, like, we're coming to this place.
Cold.
So, brother, we were in a car for four hours.
Cold,
maybe
cold.
We repeated it 2 hours and a half.
Yeah, yeah.
Non-stop, bro. We're non-stop. Going. Boom, we've done Tawaf.
I will fall asleep. I wake up.
And you just hear, you're working up by
then. Like,
I can see how I remember. You were getting there, bro.
Yeah, bless him in his heart. He wants to just serve him, but he's tired too. I hear it.
Like that in my life, bro.
Yeah. Nice to see a different side of your boys like that.
He's walking around the Kaaba. This guy, Harry's just boom, Sharky, boom, me, Mustafa the poet, Philippine, Sheikh West, Omar Sai, Balo, everyone, bro. There's not one dry face out of the mandem. And it's like, this is the best time of my life, bro.
Honestly, though, like, you see that moment? Yeah, that's when I said to myself, like, I got to do this a lot. It's a recharge. There's,
I'm going.
Yeah, I know. Well, inshallah, bro. If
Allah accepts us, because
like, even and the thing is, it's not even to say that it's guaranteed that our prayers will be accepted, innit? But just to know, like, how merciful the God that we serve is. Yeah, it just put things into perspective. Nothing mattered when you go there, bro. There was no jewelry, no clothes. It didn't care about what you was wearing. Everybody's in the white thobes, the clothes. Like, it's purity. Like, it's just. I've still got mine.
Yeah, I've still got mine.
Like, inshallah, my son will go and he'll wear it. Like, I want him to.
Yeah.
But, bro, for me, that was the best thing ever. So I just felt like, you see, with Chunks, like, and Sharky, I got so much closer to Sharky.
Just I remember you trip, told me. You
just
told
off
me
that
this
trip,
well.
Like, that guy's my brother, and Mustafa the poet, Sheikh West, a lot of them, like.
Yeah, I'm going to New York in a couple of days. I'm going to go.
Go check him.
What?
I'm there.
Are you coming? But you know what, I'm gonna do live on the podcast. Live on the podcast.
What? Now I'm in Milan for there's no way that you man are gonna have an amazing trip without me. Bun that, man.
Right now, live on the podcast.
September.
Talk to me though, man. Podcast. You got your own one.
Yes.
Need to big up your thing, man.
No, he's got two.
Yeah.
Are you on the five one or
no? No. So the first one was From Boys to Men.
Yeah.
That you lot all went on. Yeah. I stopped.
Where
that,
is
yeah.
that?
I stopped
oh, you
that.
Stopped.
No, but here's the reason. It was guest focused and it wasn't me focused. It was more guest focused. And in reality, I got lucky because you lot all my brethren. I got you, I got Nella, I got everybody.
Adiola.
Did I get Nella? No, I haven't got Nella yet. No. But I got Henry, I got Darkest Man, Johnny, like I got all the man them.
Mariam,
like, I got everyone in a space of time where you lot are very, very busy, did me a favor. Now with other people that are not necessarily my friends, I won't be able to get those people.
And you're just spunking out on the guests because
it's a lot of money, bro, man. Spending, man.
I hear what you're saying. When you want them big guests and they're not your brethren, it's not attainable, really, isn't it?
I didn't want to build it based on, but inshallah, it will return. But the one that I'm really involved with that I leave countries early to come home to is the Inside Scoop that I'm doing with Culture Cams. And it's just literally everything that I've wanted to do before. You lot know how much I love football. You've seen my room. I love it, like, with my heart. Just like how you, more probably you, like, Philly loves playing it and watching it, but I don't think you watch games and the way
I'm
with
obsessed,
me.
I'm
genuinely.
You man are cut from a different club.
Yeah,
do you know what Sharky said yesterday?
What?
He said he can name every Champions League winner from 92 or 3 or whatever. Bro, that is mad to me.
Yeah, it's like, mad.
How do you, man, because know you, so much
you,
about
when football, you love bro. Something so much, yeah, and you can actually create great content with it and it's based on you. It's not like no brand's paying me or anything like that. The quality of the content comes out. Like, for example, we had Jeff Shreves in the studio.
I saw that, bro.
Very that's random. Like, that's the voice of football for me, yeah?
Jeff Shreves.
Jeff Shreves. Bro, he's in FIFA. He's touched on Sky Sports.
And thing, yeah. And then he's there talking about things. You probably see his face, you'll know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like, what heights do you want to take it to? For example, like, I know that I saw Danny Mills. I'm not sure where that one is. Name Danny Mills? Mills.
Who? Danny Murphy.
Danny Murphy.
I haven't done anything with Danny Murphy. He was just in the studio.
Yes.
Filming his own. Okay. Podcast,
and then
yeah.
I seen you got some sick stuff on route. Obviously, I'm not gonna just in case this comes out a bit early.
Yeah.
But like, what do you want to do with the podcast? Like,
I think for me, yeah, what I've realized is the power that man has. Yeah. I think man overestimate the power that we have.
Underestimate.
We underestimate 100% because when, for example, I was at the PFA Awards yesterday. Yeah. And the chief executive is like, I know you because you're great, but I also know you because my kids are obsessed with you. So seeing you here and being, and he's black as well, it was like, okay, say less basically. Hey, yeah.
The chief executive. Bro,
even, yeah, bro.
Hard.
And then even when I went to, I did something real the other day, some guy from the Premier League, my guy now, Alistair, bro, the first time someone's ever given me their card is the Premier League. So I know, yeah, that in the rooms that I think I'm not getting spoken about, I am. And it's because man's just being myself. I'm not trying to be no one else. I know football. I can speak very well, but I'm also from the ends. Yeah. And I'm not going to let that go over anyone's head. And that's power, bro. So when I thought I wanted to create something that actually puts a light on that, I want to talk football with my brethren like how I would do anywhere. But I want it to be respected on TV because it should. Just because I'm a YouTuber or because I'm from the ends doesn't mean I don't know less about football as someone who's, I don't know, different color to me. Yeah. So, and I think, bro, the impact man has, when you see me in these places, you believe next year you can be there, bro. And that's what man's doing. I got Culture Cams who I've said to him, bro, believe in this vision with me, bro. We're going to go to the top. We're actually going to be people, all these brands and TV, they're going to say, we need you on our TV. We're going to produce our own content, what we're doing as well. So I've been in this for enough to know, I don't need all of this. I don't need all of this. My voice is powerful. I put a tweet out and I get 3 million views, likes in a day.
Sure, analytics, right? Yeah.
Analytics, impressions. That's what these lot are paying hundreds of thousands of pounds to do. So
yeah.
If I know that I've got that power, bro, either you, literally, I've got the source here for you, or I'm going to build it. And I don't care how long it takes, because it's a love.
Can Inside Scoop please collab with SDS one day?
Bro, we're family, bro.
No, I know
it's,
that.
It's already, like, Sharky, just want to let everyone know, honorable mention to Sharky. Sharky has been messaging me ever since I started, told me to get a new YouTube channel, told me to get a new TikTok, told me to change the handles of this, told me to, I'm using his editor, I'm using his thumbnail guy. Sharky's, bro, allow me. SDS.
You know someone else would, like the average, bro, do you know how blessed we are?
Bro,
like,
I'm telling you, bro.
All be brethrens and like, all have the Sharky, like, similar
Sharky,
hearts.
Yeah, I watch Sharky and I was, like, you see with me, do you remember when we was coming back? From Medina, Mecca. Mm. You fell asleep. Me and Sharky, what we just doing? Talking about the podcast.
Chopping.
Just talking. I said to him, I said, Sharky, like, I really want to, like, I asked him bare questions. But bear in mind, this man's younger than me, you know, but I've always felt like he's an old soul, innit? So he's just saying to me, look, like, it's going to take long. Don't get me wrong, but I know you. If you do it, you can get it done. And now to see that, even my We Are Winning brand, bro, he's giving me advice on that. We've been selling out and it's not a joke.
It's never better than them first teaser release.
I swear on my life.
It's design's better. Different.
Design is not a joke anymore, bro. And he's, again, like...
All the man have got clothing lines. So we got We Are Winning. We got Clean Hearts, which you haven't really dropped yet.
But that's going to... Like,
but you
that's
wear gonna, constantly to yeah. let people know you got your thing coming out. And of course, my favourite... No, not buying my thing. Mine's like more merch. Like you lot want to make proper clothes. Like, that's sick. And then we got the best one, in my opinion, at the moment. Primo,
for sure.
Flipping that's hell.
I want to shout out AV as well. He's the unsung hero, which is Sharky's cousin.
Yes, I haven't met him. I need to meet him.
I bucked him at the SDS live show.
All the legwork.
And he came over to
Sharky,
me.
Of course, as well. But AV's really
I need to meet him still.
You know, I know that, again, you've introduced me to some real good people.
Yeah,
you know?
You have,
like,
you know.
I won't even lie to you. Like, the whole Somali community, anytime like I see someone from Somalia, like they just treat me like I'm one of them.
Yeah.
It's crazy. But your brethren in particular, but they're my brethren now, but like when you trip Sharky anyway, his cousin came over to me, you know, he said to me, he goes, bro, I've been meaning to like mess you, but I didn't want to come across as like, I said, bro, you're family, bro. He's just like, come to the studio, whatever advice you need. Like I see the quality is good. Like, but if you need more assistance, it's like, That's what man's trying to build. Like, you know, I've always been saying community, bro. I just believe in it. Mm. I think we can all make mad bread by just being, you know what I'm trying to say? So I think me doing it is because Sharky's gone and done it and I've seen how he's done it. Other people have done
inspired
it.
Inspired by your friends, you know. I'm inspired by my taking friends, bro. The like, friendship group we've got is
bro,
insane.
Inspiring, bro. And shout out to my manager, Collar, bro. Like,
big up, Collar.
I'll be honest with you, bro. He, without him, I'm not here.
Yeah, that's tough for me.
Yeah, but also, without you two, I'm not here as well, bro. Wallah.
Vice versa, though. Yeah. Well, I like to think that to a certain extent.
And all of
this. And Allah, but that's mandatory.
No, but he's like first.
That's mandatory. But I feel like all my friends and all these things that's happened in man's life,
we all have a part
to play. They've been placed here, innit? And we're from different backgrounds. Like,
Sierra Leone,
all from the hood, though. All from the hood, but different backgrounds. You're from Colombia, I'm from Sierra Leone, you're from Somalia. Like, the only thing that aligns us two is the fact that we're both Muslim.
Oh.
Africa's, it's different anyway. Like, obviously we're all African, but like, as in
Muslim,
our cultures and stuff. But bro, man's got the same understanding.
Deepal Pal, like I said it earlier, but man's not Muslim, fam. Do you know how beautiful that is though? Like, to see someone so committed and love God in that way, like it's, I think that would inspire, genuinely, I think someone out there watched that's not even religious, and be inspired and want to learn. Do you get what I'm saying? Even if it's not your religion, they might.
Aye, bro, like, I'll just say one thing, man. Bro. Islam is such a beautiful religion, bro. Like, there's nothing in this world.
Look, your eyes teary again.
Bro, bro, you don't understand. I'll die for that shit. I swear to God. I'll die. Like, it's mad.
Allah, I mean, best thing I have, bro, I'll be honest.
Yeah, man. Even me swearing stuff for Allah, man. Yeah, I'm just emotional, man.
Come on, bro.
Yeah,
we ain't perfect apart from.
Yeah.
But quickly before we leave, brother.
Yes. We leaving. Yeah, we gotta leave.
how come we don't talk like this a lot on the phone as much as we do this?
No. But don't make us seem like we're dead friends. Because definitely,
like
if we was together in a yard, these convos are
running. I mean, you know what? Like, little things like.
Tired.
Yeah, I saw it.
Oh, bless you. How many hours sleep did you have yesterday?
Five. My fault, I'm watching Netflix. Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway.
But and you had football and a long shoot.
Yes, football, long shoot.
With
Banner Boy.
Yeah, mental. He's a lovely human being. You know?
I know, I'm different. Should have said
that. Yeah, I don't know, innit? He's an African.
Did he ask me?
No.
Oh, he said that you that begs it.
Yeah.
How much pay for this to get on the shoot?
Yeah.
No.
But take this in, bro. Take this in.
His team asked us, can he be on better squad?
That is mad.
But you know why though? It's not mad. You lot are the best, bro.
Yeah, but we come from less.
Okay, I hear that.
I still can't believe I'm here.
No, we do that a lot.
You know me. Me and you have this. I can't believe we've done this.
But now, you know what it is? Now I do. Now I'm no longer in that place.
Boys, I'm still there, you know?
Yeah, I'm no longer there no more.
Do you know what I'm scared of, yeah? Finally accepting it, God forbid. I put it in the number of sources I change, but accepting it and changing. Like, I'm just happy. I'm kind of happy.
Innocent.
Like I can't believe it. Obviously, I know to a certain extent. I know if I go out, I'm going to get take pictures of, but bro, I still wake up in my yard now and go, oh my God. Bro, I'm in awe of where I live. I've been there nearly 2.5 years. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, in fact, for a little while, mum's been retired for, I still can't believe it though.
No,
I just paid my mum before I started the pod. Couldn't believe it, bro.
I still remember doing this video yesterday quickly. Obviously, I'm not going to say the figures and stuff, but he was like, give me a number between this and this. And I just went higher up on the scale for some reason. I didn't know what it was for. It was cool. That's the bonus I'm going to give my uncle.
Gave him a madness.
And I was like, look at the things we can do, bro. Man's having fun playing.
I made
games.
My uncle my driver.
Yeah.
And I remember I was there for your birthday.
Didn't even drive my own whip no more.
Yeah.
He's on holiday in Turkey.
Okay. Imagine that's crazy, bro. But literally, quickly, side note, let's just end this now.
Oh my God, we can walk.
Yeah, we can talk for 5 hours. And if you guys want to see this again, let us know in the comments, please, because we love Harry. He'll probably be here for more appearances.
My brother forever, man.
But I just want to know. Where are Manchester United finishing the season?
So, literally.
Hand on heart, like right now.
I'm telling you, Palace are making Champions League.
Love though, boys.
No, you're not going. No,
No,
you can't see
him there.
No, I can't see your son. Stay here. So, with that midfield of
this app, in my humble opinion, will be very hard to top.
Why?
We've cried, we've smiled, we've laughed. I'm very grateful.
Love you,
for you coming on. I love you more, bro. Trust me, you don't understand how much I value. Allow it, man. Yeah, allow me. Why? And I love you too. Everyone, make sure you comment, like, subscribe. Take care. God bless you all. And tell your friends you love them.
Lucas Aid. Bunch of me.
Aye, that'd be nice. Aye, Lucozade. So we'll get a couple of bottles on here, yeah? Just sort out the paperwork and all that for us, though, yeah?
And also, we're doing a football podcast, so we record more days as well. So, Lucozade, think about it. Harry Pinero, inside the scoop.
Man, I shout out to my brother, Cams.
Culture
yeah,
Cams.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. We got Cams. And SDS, just because it makes sense.
Yeah,
take care. My ass is sweaty. I've been...